Hi, this is Chris Evans with another Storage Unpacked podcast. I'm at the Hitachi 2016 strategy event, and joining me today is Michael Hay.
Hey, Chris.
Michael. How are you?
Great. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. So I have no idea what your job title is these days.
Neither do I.
Do you not? Oh, great. Okay.
No, so, I'm Vice President and Chief Engineer. So I moved back to Japan maybe about a year ago.
Okay.
And sort of involved more, I guess, on the IoT side.
Right, okay. And that's what this conference is about, really, isn't it? So we're here for a day of, yesterday, actually, and today's a few one-to-ones. But yesterday was really the IoT discussion, talking about Hitachi's strategy. Very little talking about actual storage products, but more about how the data is used, how you collect it, how you store it, how you analyze it, and some of the new technology around that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the case. So a lot of that's, I mean, if you think about IoT and the tsunami of data that's forthcoming, it's almost like having to deal with an editing process of a film.
Right.
Because you end up leaving a heck of a lot more on the floor than you do actually looking at. So the final print is very different from the actual raw footage that's cut or started from.
Okay.
I think that's the same thing's true with IoT.
Yeah.
So if you look at the storage problems that you have to face with it, it's sort of edge and potentially pushing the computing away from the cloud.
Right.
Which is sort of contrarian kind of today, where everyone must move their stuff to Amazon or Google.
Absolutely. Everybody thinks the cloud is the way that everything should go, but I guess that's not entirely the case, and certainly doesn't have to be.
That's right. I mean, I think there's some use cases, if you look, say, at oil and gas in particular.
Okay.
For the case, say, of seismic exploration, the best possible cases, or maybe more general cases, 64K access.
Right.
So there's no way you're going to be able to fit the amount of data required in a seismic scenario to find oil all the way up to the Amazon cloud.
Which makes complete sense. So is that an area you're focusing on these days, the oil and gas side of things?
So we're certainly looking at that space. We have products like HSP, where we've had discussions with seismic players to put things kind of in container data centers and see how we can help them out with acquisition and build more scalable systems from that perspective.
Okay, so just for everybody's background information, and you can tell we're recording live here because we've got a little bit of additional noise which might get picked up. HSP is your distributed hyperconverged platform, it's not exactly targeted at traditional workloads.
That's exactly right. So instead of being sort of virtual machine-centric, it's data flow-centric.
Okay.
So we've sort of disaggregated the data out of the applications, and that enables multiple different apps themselves, either in a container or virtual machine, to take advantage of it. So it's almost like you can play the relay race of data.
Okay.
So you have one person owning it, or one app engine owning it, and it gets passed on to the next one and so forth, or multiples kind of getting value out of the same data set. So
right.
In that scenario, yes, you'd think about seismic sensors, or geophones, in other words. You'd be picking the data up, and you'd be downloading the data and doing formatting to a particular type of seismic file type.
So I think a lot of people would look at Hitachi or HDS, depending on how you frame it, as a storage product company. We've seen very little about the products, but I know that there's a lot of talk about flash, mm-hmm. and flash is something that the company, I guess, is keen to promote in terms of a technology.
Yes.
Is there anything you can add to that?
I think one of the things we've done with flash that's a little bit different is we've long watched sort of the collision of Intel's microprocessors and functions.
Yeah.
And so whether unless you've got 100 cores or something crazy like that, where you can allocate and dedicate certain sets to different functions, you end up having to distribute the processing power anyway.
Right.
And so what we've done is we have smarter devices. And in fact, I think Chris, you and I have talked about that in the past, is distributing the processing throughout kind of the storage framework.
Yes.
And that allows you, in some sense, instead of having these huge heat sinks and these ginormous blades and that sort of thing, or needing another chassis all of a sudden, to have a much smaller, more elegant system. So that's kind of core to our innovations when you hear about the FMDs, is distribution in a grid-like fashion of functions. And one of my favorite things is how compression works, is the actual microcontrollers or the drives themselves are participating, just like thin provisioning in the past participated in the great lie to the server. We're lying, kind of, to the storage controller. We're telling it, here's your actual data size, and it's doing the compression sort of all the way down with those ARM cores and that ASIC is actually on the drives themselves.
That's a very different approach to some of the vendors, obviously. So you're using the Hitachi sort of your own IP and the company's manufacturing and engineering expertise to build your own flash modules effectively.
That's exactly
what that is.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, great. So anything you think that is worth looking out for in the next 12 months, anything people should be focusing on in terms of the storage landscape and technology? We talked about people not moving to cloud, which is an interesting one. You know, we'll see how that works out. Anything else you think might be worth them?
Sure, I think, you know, coming back to containers, there's going to be some work, I suppose, in storage management of containers, and not just thinking about, you know, a bespoke storage layer for Kubernetes or Docker or even the other plethora of containers that are there. But maybe an intersection with things like OpenStack. You can kind of see the writing on the wall with Google joining the OpenStack Foundation and companies like Mirantis kind of in the open developing in that direction. So I think that's going to be important for people to look at containers and storage functions.
Absolutely, yeah, I think I agree. There's the way that containers and storage work together, persistent storage, this is for the application, rather than the storage that the container, you know, is built of itself, if you like. I think that's an area that's been attacked, and there's some interesting work there, but there's still quite a few gaps.
That's
so
right.
I'm sure we'll see some issues around security being resolved, data mobility, and so on. I think those will be interesting. So, okay, let's wrap it up. Where can people find you online? You're on Twitch, right?
I am on Twitter, at MIHay42. You can stalk me there.
Perfect.
I'm on the HDS community. Come and find me.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining.